Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of the Disc Golf Answer Man. I am Bobby Cool, Daddy Slick Breeze. And yes, it has been a long time since my last episode. I know, guys, I keep going through these stages, these phases where we hit it hard with some episodes and then I disappear, and I apologize for that. Some personal things have been going on in my life that made me take a step back. And I don't want to get into the weeds of it and share too much about it, but it took a hard hit on me, but I am back. But then I just trying to coordinate times with some players or with other people in businesses just didn't work out like I wanted it to. So I wasn't sure what to do with the show, but I do have some new exciting things to talk about. Okay. So I'll just jump right to it. I'm basically going to become an online disc golf retailer. I'm going to specialize in class discs. Well, actually, probably be exclusively class discs, at least eventually. And I'll get to that here in a minute. So let me tell you a little bit backstory about my relationship with class discs. So about a year and a half ago, they had reached out to me to do social media for them. And I was like, sure, I'm taking on clients. I'll do social media for you. So that relationship started. I would do their posts for Instagram, Facebook. And then they asked me to start reaching out to certain people at like Disc Golf Pro Tour or other entities to see if we can figure out how to work with them. So I started doing that. And then as I talked to them, I was like, hey, do you need help being bigger in the United States? And they said, yeah, that was kind of one of the things they liked is that I was Cool Daddy Slick Breeze. I already had a presence in disc golf. I knew people. So yes, they wanted to, for me to be able to do things like that. So I was like, all right, well, I'll start diving a little bit more into growing you in the United States, reaching out to tournament directors and things like that. So that kind of grew. And then in my mind, I started thinking, I would like to start selling their discs online. At one time when I left Dynamic Disc, I was going to become a Dynamic Disc retailer. At least the idea was floated to me. And I thought about it. I did a little like demographic research here in Tulsa, and I thought this would be great. But that idea didn't quite pan out. I decided not to do that. But an online retailer for Clash Disc, a company that's kind of growing up, or not growing up, but growing in the disc golf industry, I thought this would be interesting. Very familiar to what I did with Dynamic Discs. Now, in Dynamic Disc, I was more the media guy, more the social media guy, more the part of building the culture, where when I started, there was about 5 or 6 people that were working at Dynamic Discs. And of course, when I left, we had around 60 to 65 people, and they have 3 locations, 3 retail stores. So I thought, well, I wonder if I could do something similar with Class Disc, except this time I'm going to have a little bit of a bigger role. So anyway, catching you up to now, or at least over the few months, I started talking to him about, hey, I could do an online store for you. I could help you with distribution. I can do these kinds of things. And at one time, there was a meeting we were having, and someone had mentioned over at Clash Disc about misprints. And I said, misprints? What do you do with the misprints? And they said, we just have boxes of misprints. We send some to some people, but we just have boxes of them. I'm like, send them to me. I'll create an online store and do misprints. And so that's what they did. They sent me a box of misprints, and I created, first it was called the CDSB Pro Shop. And then my thinking was I could become like their factory store where they would send me misprints or one-offs or unusual discs, and I could do a Class Disc factory store. So I changed it to classdiscfactory.com, which I'm sure you've heard me talk about in previous episodes. But as our relationship grew, I started to think I want to do more than just misprints. And the misprints were doing pretty well for just having, that's all I had was misprints. It's doing fairly well as just a misprint store. So after talking to them and negotiating and coming up with an idea, the thinking was, okay, we want you to be a store. And I'm like, I want to be an online store. I want to use that as a way to help grow Clash Disc. So we've worked out a deal to where I pay for inventory just like I'm an online retail store. And guess what, guys? Now this took, now me talking about it makes it seem like it happened really fast. It did not happen. This is probably within the last 7 months of our relationship. This has kind of been in the works, but finally we worked it out and I'm at a place where I can do this, and I get my first shipment this Friday of Clash disc. I have an inventory of all the discs that are already released. I'll have an inventory of that, and then I'll have an inventory of discs that are set to be released. So I have new releases, and it's just amazing. I can't tell you how excited I am for this kind of pivot in what I'm doing for Clash Disc. Now, I'll still do their social media. I'll still help them with other areas because they're still considered one of my clients, but I guess you could say one of my side hustles, for the lack of a better term. I know side hustle is kind of a buzzword nowadays, but it will be a side hustle in the sense that I've already got my store, ClashDiscFactory.com, but I wanted it to be my own, and they needed it to be my own because they needed it to not be Clash Disc, because this isn't. I'm an online retailer. I buy from them and they send me discs and I'm going to sell them online. Anyway, so I thought I can't do ClashDiscFactory.com anymore. So now I needed to come up with a name. CoolDaddySlickBreeze.com is already a URL that I own. It's kind of my online portfolio. It kind of shows what I've done in the past. And I used it whenever people were asking me if I did social media work. I said, yes, absolutely, I do. Let me send you my online portfolio. So that's that. But I needed a different URL for my store. So I went through different iterations in my mind. Cool Daddy this, Slick Breeze that. And I finally just said, Cool Daddy Disc Golf. And that just kind of rolls off the tongue like Cool Daddy Slick Breeze, Cool Daddy Disco. And one of the reasons I came up with that idea is a lot of people, I mean, not every time when people saw me out at a disc golf tournament, did they want to say, what's up, Cool Daddy Slick Breeze? That's a lot of syllables. I mean, come on. So a lot of people would say, what's up, Cool Daddy? Hey, there's that Cool Daddy. In fact, one of my favorite times is when I would see Paul Uleberry out on the course and I would see him and we'd see each other and he'd go, that's one Cool Daddy. I always thought that was funny. So anyway, that stuck in my head, Cool Daddy Disc Golf. Now, to be transparent, people would call me all kinds of other things like, what's up, Cool Slick Breeze? What's up, Cool Slicky Breeze Daddy? And all kinds of different names. So, but CoolDaddyDiscGolf.com was available. So I purchased that URL and that's the name of my store. So right now it still has just misprints. And I'm also able to sell some of my trilogy collection that I have that were either part of my allotments when I worked there or was given to me. Or if I played an event I would get a trilogy disc. So they're not thrown. Some of them are field tested, but for the majority of them are not thrown, but they're just sitting on shelves. And I'm thinking somebody else could be enjoying these discs. Somebody else could be using these discs. So I'm selling them. So right now I call it my trilogy yard sale. So it's out there right now. So if you want to check that out. So that's what's happening right now. So what my plan is I'm going to build an online store, sell, and then eventually look into possibly distribution. I'd like to be able to be a distribution hub for Clash Disc. So we'll see how things go with the online store. And then we'll see how they go from there as far as building into a wholesale distributor for them. So that's kind of what's going on. Now, the thing what I'm going to do with the podcast is I still want to reach out to people. So if you know a business, a disc golf business, or somebody in disc golf that wants to be on my podcast, please let them know. Have them reach out to me on Facebook, Cool Daddy Slick Breeze, or just Uncle Bobby Jr. or Bobby Brown, however you find me on Facebook. Have them reach out to me. I'm still going to see if I can get Eric or James or some of the people from Clash Disc to be on the show occasionally. But I'm also going to kind of chronicle my business. I'm going to chronicle the growing of my business. I did that with Dynamic Disc in that as I shared the journey of Dynamic Disc through my eyes and creating media through Disc Golf Adventures and other ways on social media. And I'm going to do that with this store. So you're going to join with me. Now, if you're thinking, I've got too many disc golf podcasts. I don't want to listen to this guy talk about him creating his store. I totally get it. That's totally cool. I totally get it. But if you are interested in following my journey and learning how I build my business and what's going on in my mind, stay tuned. Listen to the podcast. I'm going to post regularly about what I'm going through, the challenges, the victories, and everything that I have with Cool Daddy Disc Golf. So I'm super excited about that. So that being said, this is where I'm at. I'm going to receive the discs on Friday. I'm getting them delivered to my parents' house in Collinsville. No, not Collinsville, Verdigris, which is basically near Collinsville. Anyway, is no, it's not near Collinsville. It's near. It's between Catoosa and Claremore. I'm sorry, I got my towns mixed up in here in Oklahoma. I'm having them delivered there because right now I live in an apartment. I live in an apartment, my one bedroom apartment. It's what when I sold my house in Emporia, I was trying to save money. So I moved into a one bedroom apartment. And this is going to be my apartment / warehouse. I know it sounds crazy, but it's going to be, I've already have it set up in my mind. It's going to be my desk, my living room with a couch and a TV. And then what normally would be a dining room area is going to be shelves of discs. Hey, if people can start disc golf companies out of their basement, which I was part of that, hint, hint, Dynamic Discs. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to be or try to copy Dynamic Discs, but I'm just saying their story started out like that. And I'm sure other disc golf stores started out like that. I know that some other companies started out in the garage or an extra bedroom. So that's going to be the start of my story. The start of my disc golf story is my dining room is going to be my online warehouse inventory, but it's going to be set up there. So what I'm going to do is Friday, I'm going to receive all that. I'm going to inventory it all. I've got a spreadsheet that they sent me of what they're sending me. So I've got to do inventory to check it off against what they said they're going to send me. And then once I do that, I'm going to start taking pictures and I'm going to start listing them. And I'm going to go full throttle on my advertising and on letting people know the store is ready to go. I'll probably even do some video stuff of me doing inventory, receiving it, because I'll put on my Instagram, Uncle Bobby Jr. Now, I do have an Insta. Now, I know I'm bouncing around all over the place, and I apologize. So, Class, if you follow Class Disc Factory on Facebook or Instagram, it is now changed to Cool Daddy Disc Golf. So, same page, different name. But on that page and on my personal page, Uncle Bobby Jr., I'll be sharing my journey via postings of video and different things that I'm working on. So it's all at the very, very beginning. But again, I'm super excited about it. And I think it's going to be an amazing I'm calling it my new disc golf adventure. And I've always loved sharing my disc golf adventure with you guys. And so this is going to be just another one of those disc golf adventures that I share with you guys. So super excited about that. So one of the things that I have found challenging, or not really challenging, but just one of the decisions or choices I needed to make with the online store was whether I wanted to post a picture of every disc. When I was at Dynamic Discs, that was a topic that would come up a lot because some of us would think, well, look at OTB, look at Infinite or these other big stores where they would take pictures of every single disc. It didn't matter if it was a disc that had the same color and the same foil, you know, if they had three that were all exactly the same, they would take a picture of every disc. And some of us would think that's what we need at Dynamic Disc. We need to post a picture of every disc. But then other people would be like, why would we do that? They sell out. The thing is that, so when we would have a release there at Dynamic Discs, and we knew it was going to be a popular disc, or we knew the hype was there and we knew that we had pushed the marketing really well with it. They would sell out very fast, like hundreds of discs really fast. So the thinking was, why would we take a picture of every disc that would be up there for less than 2 minutes, the picture, because they sell out so fast. Plus we had such a large inventory. Now the thinking was OTB has a large inventory. Infinite has a large inventory. These other places have larger inventories and they are taking pictures of every disc. In fact, I believe it's OTB that takes a picture of every disc and even has someone who says it's a little more domey, it's a little more flat. And they give descriptions of their disc. And it's like, I mean, that's amazing to think that it's to that level of if you want to call it customer service. But I don't think not posting a picture of every disc is not customer service. In other words, I don't think you're failing at customer service. I just don't know what else to label someone that would take the time to tell you, describe how a disc feels or looks when you purchase it. But I get it. When you walk into a disc golf store, you're able to do that. You're able to pick it up. You're able to hold it. You're able to look at the profile. You're able to see, is it, wow, this one's a little flatter than this one. I like this color shade a little bit better than the other one, just because I already have I already have disc of this color, but I want something different. So I totally get that the challenge of having online is you don't get to touch or feel or actually look at the actual disc, right? I get that. But man, to me, the time that it would take to take a picture of every disc and then create those listings seems to not have that return on investment, at least in my eyes. At least that's what I'm thinking. But what I thought was interesting is I did a poll on the Disc Golf Answer Man Facebook group, which is not a super active group, but it's still out there. Disc Golf Answer Man podcast Facebook group. I ask questions every now and then and people post things. I said, for you online shoppers, just how important is it for you to see a photo of every disc as you shop when you're shopping stock runs? Because I understand if you have specialty runs that the design will look a little bit different, or it's a special stamp and you're like, yes, I love the color combination between the disc and the foil. I get all that. So I wanted to know stock runs. And actually, surprisingly, 62% said it was very important. By the way, I had the ranking as very important, someone important, neutral, kind of important, and not important. 62% said very important. 22% said somewhat important. 6% neutral. 1% kind of important. 9% not important at all. So 84% felt like it was an important part of their shopping process online. Now, some of the comments that people made actually helped me understand a little bit where people's heads were at. Caleb said, here's the way I look at it. I prefer to see exactly what I'm buying. So I'm going to go to the retailers that I know that take pictures of every disc first. And there are a lot of them that do that. If none of them have what I'm looking for, then I might look at other options. Jason said, as long as I can select the color I want and the sites I order from give me that option, I don't need to see a picture of it, but I'm not that picky on my discs. Scott says, I love what OTB does. And I think this is what I mentioned before. Oh, scaled weight. In other words, I've seen that before where they have a picture of the disc sitting on the scale and you can actually see the readout of the weight. Flight plate info, which is what I was talking about, whether it's flat or domey, and then stiffness scale. Oh, that's the part I didn't remember. A stiffness scale. I always feel super confident in my purchases through them. I'm a one man show, so I can't see myself doing that with every disc. I just can't see myself, but hats off to OTB for doing that. Yelty says, all I need is color reference and weight. RW says, I need color and weight. Stamp is part of the online gamble. Zach says, for stock discs, it's not as important, but for swirly star plastic, it's a huge selling point. Now that I get, see, that's my thinking is that this first shipment they send me is going to be just stock clash discs. It's going to be stock colors and the stock stamp, which are really cool stamp actually, because I love the different fonts that they use. But the foils will come in different colors, but I don't think they've gotten into even with the whole like, for the lack of a different, or for the term, the names I can think of for certain stamps, foils is confetti or party. And I'm sure they have all kinds of elaborate names, but in other words, the foil is not just a solid colored, it's designs or colors in it or a little, holographic style. I don't know if the right term is holographic, but maybe not holographic, but you know what I'm talking about, where it's like it hits the light different so that you can see little images in the foil or like a sparkly foil. I've seen a little bit of that from Clash Disc, but I've yet to see that a lot. So even that's not important. So for me starting out, I'm just going to do a picture of each color. So like the Lotus or the new Vanilla that's coming out June 30th, I know that they're sending me red and white. Now this is the first run of the Vanilla. So I'm sure it's just starting out with two colors. It's just to get them out there, right? And so I'll take a picture of a red one and take a picture of a white one. And then in the description, it's going to say this picture, and I'll figure out a efficient way of saying it, but this picture represents the red of the Vanilla. But your disc may not be the exact same shade. This just helps you know what the red is probably going to look like and what the white is probably going to look like. And I think for starting out, that's going to be sufficient. Now, let's say they start sending me. Now, I don't know if you follow them at all, but they have created some Wild Honeys that have, the best way I can describe it is kind of like the orbit on the trilogy disc, where it has the color of the disc, but then it has a contrasting color, like a red, like a white disc with red on the outside. Now they've figured out different ways of doing different types of colors in there, where the ring around it looks a little different. Those I may have to say, okay, I'm going to take a picture of every one of these because that may help people shop better. That way they can go, oh, I like that design. I like the way that's a little bit different. It reminds me of those shirts that you get that are tie-dye or have different graphics on it. And there's a little tag that says unique shirt, not every, because these are hand printed or hand whatever, or because of the design, not every shirt will have the same graphic or graphic look as the others. And so maybe that's what I'll have to kind of do with the discs that are like that. I'll have to take pictures of those individually and see how that works out as far as, does that get people to want them to purchase that? So some more comments just so we can get some, this last one's from Kurt. If it is just a solid color stock run, like a basic pink disc, then all I need is a picture so I can see what the stamp looks like on the color disc. However, if it is a run where the pattern changes from disc to disc, a burst pattern, for example, then I would like to see the exact disc I'm purchasing. That makes sense. See, that's what I'm talking about with the Wild Honeys that are coming in. Now, I'm sure eventually they'll do it to other discs, but right now they have just the Wild Honeys that have the Orbit, or I'm not even sure what we're going to call it with class disc. In fact, I need to figure that out and ask them what they would like to call it. But with stuff like that, that each disc is slightly in a unique because of the pattern on there, the color pattern, then yeah, that might be the case for having a picture of each disc. So I am curious what you guys think. If there's any way, if you're on Spotify, you can leave messages or you can leave comments about what you thought about the episode. So let me know, what are your thoughts? Or go onto the Disc Golf Answer Man podcast Facebook group. You can find that post and you can let me know your thoughts, or just make a post of your own and say you listen to the podcast and these are your thoughts on posting a picture of every disc on an online store. Well, that's pretty much it for this episode. I know it's not exactly like my past episodes, but I just wanted to let you guys know where I was at with the podcast, where I was at with disc golf. I'm still going to be with disc golf, still loving to being in disc golf. And I love the path that had been set before me with disc golf, and that I'm able to use my past experiences and my past knowledge to help me grow something new. I'm super excited about it. I'm so glad you guys are part of the journey. Like I said, cooldaddydiscgolf.com is the URL. It's 4th of July weekend, but I'm going to be so anxious to get stuff online that I'm going to be pushing stuff online. I'm definitely going to be putting out Look at that. I can't even get my old brands out of my head. Softy Fudge. I mean, how can you blame me? Fudge, Judge, it's almost the same. The name's the same. The discs are not the same. But the Fudge, which has already been released, will be available in Softy Fudge, and the new Vanilla, which I am so super excited about. Super excited about. I believe it's 11.6 negative 2.4, I believe, are the numbers on it. I know it's a speed 11 with a glide 6. I don't know what the turn and the fade are, but I'll definitely know that. But if you want, I'm going to create a review video on my YouTube channel. You can find youtube.com/@UncleBobbyJr. You can find my YouTube channel. I've been doing some reviews out there. I'm going to do more reviews. And when I do some of my chronicling or vlogging about my progress with the disc golf store, I'm going to post it out on there. It'll probably be shorter videos, because I'm just not going to create super long videos about that journey. But I think I can keep people updated and let people know what's going on through short videos, probably reels or TikTok videos and things like that. But I'll do YouTube shorts as well on my YouTube channel. So anyway, I'm rambling like I normally do. I apologize, but I'm super excited about this, guys. CoolDaddyDiscGolf.com should be super exciting. Lots of things happening in the future. I appreciate you guys hanging in there to the end of the episode, and I appreciate you guys hanging in there and listening and following along on my journey. Thanks so much, guys.